Great. Great. How copied. Ooh, I forgot to do this. So many steps. Lots. Better work. We're initially. Ah, get into the zone, Kevin. Where are you eating? You see the WhatsApp? Starting in a minute. All right. Oh, the coffee is good. The Torah, alhamdulillah, was a lot better. Good morning.
Morning. Morning, Rabbi.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, this is good.
Good morning, everybody.
With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Prakim Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah, Brichos Kohanim, Prakim Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, starting with Perek 11. We are learning about the building of a shul and how the shul has to be set up, the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, the Kedusha of a Beis HaMedrash. Perek Achad also has 21 halachas. Let's start with halacha Aleph. Says Rambam, Kol Makim Sheyesh B'Yasod Yisrael. Wherever 10 Yidden live, we're speaking about a city. They have to prepare for themselves bayis, a home, in which people can congregate during the times of prayer. This location that is exclusively designated for davening is called a Beis HaKnesses. And says Rambam, that people, so to say, force each other. Let's say it nicely, they inspire each other. To buy for themselves. A Beis HaKnesses, to buy for themselves. A Sefer Torah, a Nevi'im, a Sefer of Ksuvim. I want you to know, Chevre, that included in this Chiyuv today that we have a printing press, the Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaNevesh, we're Mechuyev to buy Svarim. Speak about basic Svarim now that we have Mishnayis and we have Gemara and we have all the Sifri Hasidus, whatever. We have to buy Svarim. Whoever purchases Svarim, Baruch Hashem, the library is growing. We don't have room, but we're going to have room soon. That's part of this obligation. Halacha to Kishaboyin Beis HaKnesses. When a location is chosen to build this Beis HaKnesses, Ein Boinin Oysa, it should only be built Ela B'Gav HaShalir, at the highest point of the city. Now, I know there's a practical implication. What are you going to do over here? You're going to go to, in the middle of these neighborhoods that even don't live, but you buy it in the most mechubadik place that you can get it. Shenemar, as it says, B'roish Hoymiyois Tikrad, she cries at the head of the public places. And not only that, aside of the location itself being very prominent, that the building itself should exceed all of the buildings in that area. I can tell you that in our Adam project, we are building to the max that you can legally build. And that's a chash of it, that's important. So it should be the tall building. As it says, another din, the Ein Poischin Pischei HaKnesses Ela B'Mizrach. When you build a shul, unlike renting a place, when you rent a place, you can't decide where the doors are, that you have to make the entrance opposite of the direction towards which you're praying. Being that the Rambam is quoting Chazals in Babel. In Babel, they daven towards the west because they were davening towards Eretz Yisrael. So they put the doors, the entry in the east. That would mean in America, you make the entrance of the shul opposite the direction of the Heichal. Shenemar, as it says, V'hachoinim lifnei ha-mishkan kedma. First of all, it distracts the people that are there the least. And second of all, if a person comes late because, you know, they were oisik b'tzar chitzibur, so they shouldn't have to do the walk of shame, everyone seeing how late they came. Now, as we explained yesterday, when we learned here in the shul, that in front of the shul, means in the direction, towards which we're davening, which is towards the Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Makam HaMikdash, Kotcher Kotcher. You build what Rambam calls the Heichel. The Heichel is what we call the Aron HaKodesh. The Heichel is the big structure all the way today in Mizrachman, Shemanich Moy Sefer Torah. And where is that place? In the front of the shul, in the direction towards which you're davening. Why? When people stand up, I know that Rambam does a lot of sitting, but when people stand up for the Amida prayer, right, one of the five preconditions, Amida, they daven towards the Heichel. Halacha Gimel, as we explained yesterday, that aside of the Heichel, which is a large Aron HaKodesh, they used to have a mini Aron HaKodesh that was movable. Whenever there was a fast day, and we learned in the Masechtas Tainis that they would bring the Teva El Rechoy Va'ir. You don't move the Heichel, but you want to move the Aron HaKodesh. That small Aron HaKodesh that housed one Sefer Torah that also could have been used as a bima, they would take it out and put the Sefer Torah on top. That's called, oh, we're not there yet. I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay. So first we have the Heichel. Prior to what I'm speaking about, the Teva. But prior to getting to the Teva, Rambam says, Halacha Gimel, umamidim bima be'emtza habayis. Mamash, what we call the bima. We build a platform on which the Torah will be read when we read the Torah in public. People would walk the bima, by the way, it wasn't just a beautiful big table, but the bima itself was built above. You know, the bimas that you walk up to, that will help everyone seeing it, everyone hearing it better. Or the bima was also used when people wanted to give a drasha. Guys, here we have a nice heichal over here in the zoo. Oi, oi, mi asher oi me lo am divre kibushim, kidei shishmo kulam. You know, the reason why the bima is built in the center is because when you have a very large zoo, it's very nice when you stand in the front, but the people in the back are the farthest from the front. When you put something in the center, so when people would give a drasha, the rabbi would speak from the bima. Stamba, you would constantly be rotating to face the people. Now comes Ukshalmidim HaTeva. Guys, the Teva is what we explained yesterday in Shul. The Teva is what I just spoke about before, that mini Aron Kodesh, in which you can house one Sefer Torah, which Sheyesh Bo Sefer Torah, Mamidim Oysom Be'emtza. Guys, it's very important to understand the Rambam. The Emtza does not mean that the Teva, which in front of which the Chazan Davin, is in the middle of the Shul on the Bima. No, in the middle of the Shul was the Bima. Be'emtza means it was placed in between north and south. You chap what I'm saying? And as when we learned the Shabbos and Shul together, Al Pi Kabbalah, the Shtender, I know that we don't house a Sefer Torah in the Shtender, but this table also served as the Shtender because it had a short, it was not that tall. So you can put something on top of it and read from it, stand in front of it. The Teva, Lerambam, that's not a Teva, could be. It's beautiful, Kevan, but you can't put anything on top of it. They used to read the Sefer Torah on top of the table, not when they read it in public, when people did Shnai Mikra Ve'achot Targum. So they would go, or people want to study the Torah. They didn't have Svarim. So they would go and take out a Sefer Torah. They didn't want to open up the Heichel, so they would open up this table. In the center means between north and south in the middle. It means exactly in the middle. Al-Pi Kabbalah, the Shtender should be a little bit towards the right. The real Al-Pi Kabbalah, it's like a segel, because the Heichel would be relative to the Shtender, a little bit to the left. Then to the right of that is going to be what we call the Shtender. And then in the middle of the shul, in center, you have the bima. That's Mamash HaSegel. That's Al-Pi Kabbalah. The Rambam is writing that this teva in front of which the Baal Tefila Davin, which was in front of the shul, was in the middle, means in middle, north, south. He was not towards the right. He was in the center of the shul. The back of the teva is right in front of the Heichel. See, when people read this, they get confused because he writes in the middle. If you write in the middle, he's writing that the back of the teva is mamish juxtaposed to the Heichel. And uponel klapayom, the front of the teva is like the front of the Heichel. It was just like an add-on, a little protrusion coming towards the people from the Heichel. A movable little Aron Kodesh that was also used as we would call today a shtender. Halacha dal. Ketzar ha'am yeshem ha'beis ha'knesia. Is Yaakov open up your sefer? Yeah, you have the wrong one. How do the people sit in the Beis HaKnesses? So that Rambam says, Hazikadim, one would think you can never put your back to the Heichel. It's not true. It was not considered disrespectful. The elders of the shul, what we call today Mizrachvant, which was in Babel Maidevant, with the wall in the front, they would take a sit. The elders would face the people. by a Fabreng and by the Rebbe. There's a reason for that. You have the elders facing the people with their backs towards the Hechel. It's okay. And all of the other people, they sit not in the semicircle the way many Sephardic shuls have it, but they sit the way we have a shul, rows. Everyone is facing the Hechel. That means their second row is facing the backs of the people in the front row. People don't face each other. Let me tell you something practically. Here in the shul, the reason why we have skinny tables is a reason, because the thicker tables means people face each other. And therefore, the nesoyin of talking during davening, which no one does here, but the nesoyin gets much bigger. When you want to have rows where no one is facing each other, you're facing the back of the guy in front of you. You understand? The only people facing each other is the front row. They are facing the elders, you understand, because the elders are facing the people. And they are also facing klape azikenim. And you see the word in the Rambam, muklape hateva. This is just to say clear that when the Rambam writes the tevas be'emsa, he doesn't mean be'emsa of the Beis HaKnesses. He means be'emsa north-south, not east-west. East-west, it's all the way in the Rambam, or when you live in the other side of Eretz Yisrael, it's all the way in the west, and in this side of the world, when we daven towards east, which is all towards Eretz Yisrael, it's in the eastern front. Where does he stand? Not like the Sfardim, but like the Ashkenazim. He doesn't stand in the middle. Titus read from the middle. But where does he stand? Oymed ba'aretz, like we learned, the makim namach, right? Even though it would be ideal to daven from the bima, because the bima then was lifted up, the voice would carry. But on the other hand, we want you to daven b'makim namach, lifnei ha-teva, and he's facing lifnei ha-kodesh. No, it's, again, you would say it's practical. Let him face the people. People can hear him better. No, the Baal Tfila is facing Eretz Yisrael. That's what you got to do. You got to daven facing Eretz Yisrael. Halacha 5. Says that Rambam Batei Knesiyos. And Batei Midrashas that we learned is a place designated for learning and davening. Lehagin behem kavod, we have to respect the location. How do you respect the location? Beginning with practical things. You have to sweep it, you have to mop it. Right, that's what the shamash is for. It's a big schus to do these things. Lehagin kol Yisrael b'sfadu b'maidev, b'shinar u'be'eretz ha-tzvi, lehadlik ashashiyois, b'batik nisiyas, to always have candles. These are wax candles, right? They are fancy types of chandeliers lit, as we have here in the shul. Actually, there's an inyan to always have a light up in the shul. It's not only to remember the Ner Tamid, but we went in, I think, in Brachas, that there are certain shadim that, you know, Kedusha tracks the opposite. And the way you would get rid of the unholy forces is by putting them on a light. So it should be lit up. And they should put on the floor beautiful carpets for people to sit upon in the countries where people sit on carpets. Or in the Edomite countries, love it, which is Europe. And as an extension, the Americas, people sit on chairs. Let's make sure that it's set up. That's giving cover. It should be lit up. It should be clean. It should be set up. Halacha 6. A location like a Chabad house, which does not have a din of a Beis HaMedrash, because it's lechatchila designated also to do activities of tzedakah and to gather people. So yilarataki eat and drink, and there's a whole different din. But a location that's designated exclusively only for davening, or exclusively only for davening and learning to the exclusion of all others. Listen to you guys. No lightheadedness, not lightheadedness. There's no idle conversation. There's no schmoozing, may not be done there. More than that, you can't eat there. You can't drink there. You can't have any personal benefit, or in the Gemara, means you cannot adorn yourself. So if a person wants to, you know, straighten up their garments, can't do it on the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. You can't spatzir in the Thailand b'hem. When, you know, you're sitting many hours learning, sometimes it's a healthy to get up and to walk. You can't do that on the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. You're not allowed to, again, this, today, we built these homes, Dafka, also designated to do gatherings and to do fabrengens. So we are allowed to do a lot more things because from the outset, it was designated as such. Versus a sanctuary, and many shuls today, a nice shul today, the sanctuary part, where you have fixed furniture, because it's taka only for davening and learning. There's many dinim that you have to be careful with. And you can't enter there during the summer because it's hot. You can't do that, that's for personal. You can enjoy the air conditioning while you're davening and learning. But stam to go into to cool off, where you can't run in there to relieve yourself from the rain during the rain season. However, there's an exception that Chachamim v'Talmideihem muter le'echol v'lishtos behem midoichak. You know, since if they would have to eat outside, these people, when they needed to get a sefer, they would run to the bookshelf. I know such people. They didn't waste time. So if you won't allow them to quickly eat whatever they're eating, they would have to walk outside. They would waste those 10 seconds. So midoichak, we said, since you're sitting and learning 24/7, you can eat and drink, but that was their lunch break. The lunch break, I know exactly what it looks like. It's 2 minutes max. You ate your thing and you're done. You made the brachas and you went back to your learning. But other than that, that's another way of expression. In other words, there's positive and negative. Positive is you sweep it, you mop it, you clean it, you light it up, blah, blah, blah. And negative is don't do anything other than davening alone.
It says here that we have to do this, though. Like you have to, Rambam says that you have to, in the beginning, you started in every city.
No. Okay, so Shmuel is pointing out, look, does every city have to build a Beis HaKnesses? No. It means that if there is no place where people can gather to daven, then the minimum they have to do is they have to designate a place for a Beis HaKnesses. So if you have what we call a shtibl, that's the Hasidim always did that. They lachatchila designated the place for all sorts of gatherings. It's called a multi-purpose room, and halachically it has a lower status of Kedusha. With Sacheni, you can live there. Not everyone would be comfortable to go in an environment where you can't have any sicha b'teilo. I'm not talking about during davening. Pachlal becomes very difficult, becomes very heavy. Even though, again, most shuls on Pico are that way. You have a proper shul, you go to Young Israel, it's a beautiful shul. So you have a kiddush room and you have the sanctuary. And you have to be very cautious in the sanctuary. Halacha zayin. You can't make any cheshbainas there. Only if they are cheshbainas shal mitzvah. Kigoyin, kupashol tzedakah, when you're raising money, that you can do, that's a mitzvah. Upinyan shvuyim, uchayoytzevahem. I'll tell you more than that. You can't use that room to make a eulogy, only if so many people are coming to the eulogy that this is the largest room and you want to give kavod hames. Atkadeka. Ve'ein maspidim lehem. Elo hespet sholet abim. Hespet sholet abim doesn't mean that many people passed away. It means a hespet in which the rabim are going to congregate. And the Gemara makes it clear, it doesn't only mean if the Chacham is the one that passed away. Also, even if whoever passed away, the Chacham is giving the eulogy. So therefore, because of the maspeid, the many people are coming, kegoyin sheyi yosham hespet gedoy lechachma yoyse yoyir, shekol ha'om miskaps mabayim begvolon, either the gadol is nifted or the gadol is giving the hespet, then you can gather in there. Halacha 8. If there are two doors on opposite sides, right? Don't use this as an example here. We rented this place. There's no option. But when you have a Beis HaKnesses that has two doors, so people can say, why should I walk around the block? I have to get to the other side. I'm going to use the shul as a shortcut. Don't make the shul, the Beis HaKnesses, don't make the synagogue into a shortcut. Now, says the Rambam, hold on. If you already entered the Ludvar Mitzvah, you can go to the other side, even though you are benefiting. That's here we start with the Hetev. Halachetes. What happens if you have to enter there? You want to call a child out. Or you want to call your friend out. So says the Rambam, we just mentioned that you can only enter Lidvar Mitzvah. Forget about a shortcut. You can only enter Lidvar Mitzvah. What happens if I have to do something that's not mitzvah? But I have to call out my son or your son or my friend. So you kanes, so enter, even though you really went in there to call out your friend. But once you're entered, either the Yikra Ma'at, read some Chumash, or Yoyim HaShmor, repeat a teaching of the Torah Shebal Peh, and then call your friend. You understand? So you went in there for a mitzvah. Kedei Shalei Yikanes Bishvil Chafatz of Bilvad. If a person doesn't know any pasuk, they don't know any Maimer Chazal, no problem. Ask a child from children. And ask the child, Kroli a pasuk sh'ata kreidaboy. Read me your pasuk, which, you know, Milsa agav urcha kamashval, and you also have in the Rambam. There is something to that, as we just learned in the Rambam itself, or with the Gemara dav chul and dav tzadik dalet, dav tzadik hei, but dav yechanon bodak biyanuka.
That's Megillah too.
We have this in the Megillah, by Mardchei HaTzadik, correct. And that was about the Michush, that's the whole sugya, and that was something that was allowed. Shmuel Badik Basifra, Rabbi Yechon Badik Biyanuka, ask a child. Or Yishum Ma'at Beis HaKnesses, or even if you don't find a child, or if the children there, they don't go to Cheder Menachem, they don't know a pasuk. They don't go to an Orthodox Cheder. So work in the just wait there, linger a little bit. Lingering in a shul in itself was a mitzvah. That's going to be the mitzvah. Shai Yeshiva Sham, Pashut coming into a Beis HaKnesses and sitting there, the iskei amitzvah yishen emar ashrei yoshvei beisach. How great is that? Halachiyut. Mishenichnas lispal aloy likros. If a person enters a shul, either to daven or to read chumash, right, to learn Torah. So once you already entered, mutar loy lotzis bepesach shekenegde. You are allowed to leave the opposite direction kedei likarav esaderech for you to shorten your path. That's okay. Another thing, you are allowed to enter with your staff. No, it's a hara bayis, you can't do that. It doesn't have the same level of kadush. You are allowed to walk in with your shoes. Now, chevra, according to many versions, the following words are not in here, but I'm going to read them because they're printed in there. The Rambam is saying that you are allowed to walk in by afum dasi. Now, there is a machlekes what this word afum dasi means. According to many of the shayinim in the Gemara, it means your money belt. The Rambam, we just had this word. The Rambam understands the word apundasa, your undergarment. And it's a big doichak to say that you can walk into a Beis HaKnesses only by wearing your undergarments. That's why many people take it out. Or you are allowed to walk ba'avik sha'al raglav when your feet are very dirty. Again, these words are not in there because you should not, you can walk in with your shoes, but if your shoes are filled with mud, no, then don't walk into a Beis HaKnesses. Don't only walk in with your undergarments. That's the end of the parentheses that many people take out. Now, bite it. If a person needs to spit, then they are allowed to spit, even though it's not ideal. We're not speaking about the minig by us in Lubavitch. The minig is that when we say the word shemesh tachum helalik, we don't want to benefit from the saliva that these words create. That's a mitzvah. But we're speaking about phlegm. That's disgusting. So if you have to, you can spit out. You don't have to walk outside, but you have to cover it. That I'm doesn't find it here, but we already learned.
Talking about dirt floors more than like.
No matter what, you know, if a person has a body, they have to spit out, and the alternative will be to leave, which is a waste of time, waste of davening, waste of learning. So they were matir that you should spit out. We learned before you put it in your hand, you throw it back, and we should cover it. Halacha yudal. But the kinesius about the midrash shechardu. If they are, God forbid, laying in ruins. You should know that Bikadushas and Imdais, they still retain their holiness. As it says, Mahashimoisi es Mikdashechem, I will destroy your sanctuaries. This is in the Toichecha. And look how the Chazal learned it. That teaches us, that implies, Afalpi Shem Shemim, and even if they are, God forbid, going to be in a state of destruction, still they are holy. They are holy places. Bikdashas and Imdais. And therefore, just like we learned many dinim of kibud, of giving it kavod when they are properly established, when they're functional. Now let's go. What don't you have to do? You don't have to sweep it or mop it. It's a churba. Go to Europe after what the Nazis did. You have all these shuls, the few ones that are still standing. They are churbas. Now, what happens, guys? We just learned this. If all of them are sodim, what happens if grass begins to grow? You know what happens when a place is pashut neglected for a very long time? So you have to give some kibbut, which is tol shenoisai. You uproot it, but you don't sweep that out. So you want people to notice that this is such a churva. Maybe people will decide to rebuild it. So you give some honor, but you leave the uprooted grass in that area. They might be inspired to rebuild it. Halacha 12. What happens if you want to build a new shul? So you want to build your bigger shul. So the rule is that if there is a Beis HaKnesses, first build a new one and then demolish the old one in that order. Because we are always afraid that in the interim, after breaking the old, before building the new, something might happen. Then you'll end up with no Beis HaKnesses. So Avol Boinim Achar, build the other one and then demolish this. But if you want to make it bigger in the same place, so the Gemara gives details. So, you know, it's not the way you envision today. They're going to make a whole new building. They want to make it larger. So build a new outer wall and then demolish the old wall. And now you already have the new wall. Shema Yerolem Oynes V'la Yivnu. Afilu Kois Alechem Yimenu. First, Boin HaChodesh B'tzara Yoshin. And then, Shoyser HaYoshin. Bamet Varam Amurim, guys. That we're not allowed to demolish before building the new one. That's if the current building is not a dangerous place to go into. That the foundations are not good. It's a good building. The building is not going to collapse. Or the walls are not leaning over to fall. If there's something structurally unsound, then you have to demolish it right away. Why? Because it's dangerous. Maybe people won't build the new ones. You have to make an extra effort to immediately start building the new one. You know when you have to start building the new one? Right away, even at night. Okay. That's the story the Gemara brings in the bottom over here from Ravashi in Masa Machasya, that Itaka Halal demolished. And what Ravashi did is as they were building the new shul, he moved his bed into the new shul while they're building it. He wanted people to know that until this building is finished, I'm sleeping in here, under the elements. The great Ravashi, and that made people really, they built it 24/7. Halacha Yud Dalit. Maybe we should move into Aiden. Yeah. What's the last size? I would do it. You got to work on my wife over here. She would do it. The problem is with me. What's the last size? Base Knesset, base Medrash. Guys, you can always go up from Kedusha. And the Rambam Paskins, as we just learned, that a base Medrash has more Kedusha than a base Knesset. Avaloy, Avaloy, base Medrash cannot be made into a base Knesset. Because she Kedusha is base Medrash, she said al Kedusha is base Knesset. And we follow the rule. Mailum Bakoidish, Veloy Moiridim. It's not a double lashon. Maila makodesh is ideal. What happens if you can't be maila, but you can keep it on the same level, which is also okay as long as ein moiridin, as we'll see in a moment. They sold the synagogue, so they are allowed to buy a teva. The teva is like this mini aron kodesh. A teva has more kedusha than a beis haknesses because it houses a sefer Torah. If they sell the teva, you can use with its money the mitbuchos oitik the sefer Torah, the mantlach, which are even closer to the Sefer Torah. If you machron mit b'chay soitik, the mantelach is what Ashkenazim have, you take out the different boxes that the Sfardim have around the Sefer Torah, then you can buy with its money chumashim. Guys, the chumashim is, in the times of Chazal, everything was parchment and ink, but they didn't always have all of the Chamish and Chumash Torah together. They had the five books of Moshe separated. Remember, Rabbi Chia taught the kids, you know, he hunted, he got the deers, and that's what he did. He gave every child one chumash, one of the five books. It doesn't have the kedusha of a sefer Torah, but it has more kedusha than the mitbuchos of a sefer Torah. If you sell chumashim, you can only buy with its money a sefer Torah. Now here you have an option of going up, so it's not only you can't go down; you have to go up. But if you have a sefer Torah, there's nothing holier than a sefer Torah. So by the way, there are exceptions that you can sell a sefer Torah for. The Rambam's not speaking about it to be poipid in shivuyim, but let's speak about when you sell a sefer Torah, avlamach a sefer Torah, ain't like it, you can only use with its money. What do you think, Yaakov? What do you do with the money of a sefer Torah? Money for another sefer Torah. At least you're not moiridin. You understand? You keep it on the same level. El sefer Torah acher, she'ein sham kedusha l'mayla mekedusha sefer Torah, v'chein v'moisrei sel. Moisrei sel means if you sell a sefer Torah and you bought another sefer Torah, now there's a surplus of money. You would think, since I already fulfilled my obligation, the Melo, now at least let me use the surplus money not to buy ice cream, to buy mitbuchais. No, it stays with all of that money. Now, this that you had an holy article, even the building. The building is holy. There's essential kedusha. So therefore, Milo Makoidish Olamidim. If you raise money for something, the Rambam says like this: the money itself is not holy. The money itself is not holy. But since people decided to do something special, it's like a neder, you have to keep your neder. But since the money itself is not holy, so there's a lot more leeway, as we'll learn in Halacha Tesva. If they raised money to build a Beis HaMedrash, to build a Beis HaKnesses, to buy a teva, to buy the mantelach, that's the coverings of the Sefer Torah, the tik, or Sefer Torah, and now they want to use the money for something else. So, Kol ma shegavu ein mishanin oisem ella mikedusha kala kedusha chamor mimena. Same concept, but guys, remember, not to get tripped up. It's the same, but it's not the same. The external is the same. You have to, if you want to make a change, fine, but upgrade mylon bakoidish. But it's not because the money has essential kedusha, but because you made a commitment, follow through with your commitment, or do something even holier. Avol, therefore, im asu ma shegavu. Lastly, if they fulfilled what they undertook to do, and now you have Mohisino, now this extra money, unlike previously, now you can use it for something else. Building money, in other words, if it was a building or a sefer Torah or an Aron Kodesh, and you sold that all of it has to be used for Mailon Bakodesh, at least not Moedid, unlike money that was raised. All of the components of a Beis HaKnesses is like a Beis HaKnesses. But the Paroiches, that's on the Adon, right, in which you put the svarim, have a din of mitzvah chayis svarim. And therefore, likewise, if you sell that, you know, my lamakodesh alone, even. In other words, the Rambam is saying that by a beis haknesses, you can't make a tanai. If you make a tanai, it's not a beis haknesses. Like we said, it's a multi-purpose room. But what happens if when they bought the curtain for the Aron Kodesh, they knew they also need curtains for the mechitza. And they said, lechatchila, it's going to be used for different functions. That's okay. If lechatchila, they said the pareiches of the Aron is not only for that, then they can, it's also for, I'm giving an example, as a mechitza, then they are allowed to use it for the mechitza. And we don't say something that has kedusha, you're lowering the standard. It was lechatchila set up for a multi-purpose. Halacha tazai. We're speaking about selling a beis haknesses, and why do you do it with the money? Who says you can sell a beis haknesses? He says, there's another rule. A beis haknesses can only be sold. Listen to this, guys. This is not about who gave the money. This is about for whom was it built. And there is a halachic difference between a beis haknesses built in a village, however you define a village, a place in which people from out there generally don't come here. So it was made for the village people versus a synagogue, a beis hamedrash that's built in a city like a lake, like in a big city. Because when you build something here, you're building it for all of the Jewish people. Because many Yidden from all over the world are constantly coming here. So now that we'll learn about you need to have consent. Well, you can get consent from the locals, but if it was built for all the Jewish people, you will never get consent from all the Jewish people. So when are you allowed to sell a beis haknesses? As long as you abide by all of the rules above. First you have the new one, then you sell the old one, etc. Beis haknesses shol kfarim, shol yosu oisoi ela al das b'nei kfar levadam, shiyolehem lispal olboi. And it's not because they gave money, because it was made for them. So now, once it was made for them, if everyone agrees to sell it, we'll see more details about the Shevet Tuvei Ha'ir, B'mayved Anshei Ha'ir, I'll explain that in a moment, then you can sell it. Avol Beis HaKnesses Shel Kerachem, a synagogue that's built in a city, Choyel Ba'al Das Kol Anshei Ha'olam Na'ase, it was made not only to service the Jewish people locally, but this is a city that services the world. It was made for all of the Jewish people, that they should have a place where they can come, Be'ispalo, whoever comes to the city, Nase shall call Yisrael. Therefore, it belongs to all of the Jewish people, and therefore, it may never be sold. Call Yisrael Ba'alot. Now, the Rambam himself will bring the exception if there's like a big tzaddik, a Rebbe. We'll see in a moment that if a synagogue was built, the Shul of Rabashi, he said it was built for, it was built, he was trusted to use it for whatever he seems fit. Then he would be allowed to do anything he wants with it. Because Lechatchila, it was built Al Das the Rebbe. But if there isn't such a great person, then it was stump built, you know, we're building for the Jewish people. Then you never get the consent of all the Jewish people. Now, more details. B'nei HaKfar, village people should also look at Beis HaKnesses Shalahem. They want to sell theirs. Oy, Livnes B'demo Beis HaKnesses Achad. Or they want to use the money, like we said before, Mailan Bakoidish, to buy a teva or to buy a Sefer Torah. So now there's a couple of nuances. The old synagogue, when they sell it, they must tell the purchaser, listen, since this place had the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, we are selling it, the Kedusha is going to go into the money. The money will be used for something holier or at least the same, if there's no holier. But the original place has to still be treated with some respect. You have to say that to the buyer. Don't make the old synagogue not into a bathhouse, not into a bursiki, a place where you tan leather. The Rambam doesn't even have to say a latrine, avadana, if you can't make it into a merchatz. And what's a bursaki? Not to make it into a mikvah. You would think a mikvah is a holy place. Yeah, it's a holy place, but people get ungarbed over there. You can't do that in a beis haknesses. Veloy beis hamayim or a laundry. Now, just to know how it works, the ideal city is that you have elections. This happened from the beginning, and you would elect city representatives. Either you elected three people or five people. The Rambam speaks about seven elected members of the community. They are called the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir. When they are here executing the sale, because they were voted to represent the people, and the Maimed Anshei Ha'ir. The Maimed Anshei Ha'ir doesn't mean that everyone has to be there. It means they're doing this in public. They're notifying people. We're making the sale in that public location. Whoever wants to watch the transaction is invited to come. That's called a public sale, b'shas mechira. And if, in other words, if you have everyone's consent there, everyone is there, then no one wants to buy it. A guy says, listen, I want to buy the synagogue, but don't start telling me what I could or what I cannot do it. I want to do whatever I want with it. So as long as everyone consents to that, then the buyer is not bound by anything. Even the above, mutar. Wow. Because at the end of the day, when you sell the synagogue, the kedusha goes onto the money. And that money, as we learned, will be used for something even holier. Or if it's a safer Torah for the equal holiness. So if everyone consents, and again, people will only consent if there's no option. Sometimes you want to sell a place and you tell the buyer, you can't do this and you can't do that. The guy says, I'm out. Halacha yudches. Another thing, you have to have both conditions. All of the representatives must be there, and it has to be done in a public place where whoever wants can be there. That if there's going to be a leftover money, you understand? Remember with the leftover money? It's we're buying another Beis HaKnesses. It could be that, we sold the current one for $1 million, and the new Beis HaKnesses will cost $900,000. So if there's going to be leftover, and they say that they want for that leftover money to be chulen, hadei el chulen. Wow. Even though it began with a kedusha. Now, says the Rambam, uchshaloichlem hadamim. Or when they take the money, they buy a table, or they buy mitzvahs for take, or chamash or sefer Torah. Right. If, therefore, if they made the above conditions, shiva tuvei ho'ir, but ma'amid on shi'ir. Then, if they follow through and they taka bought something holy, so indeed hashar yechulan k'mashisnu ve'yasnu mehem ashiyitzu. Halacha yutes v'chein im kiblu aleim kolan shi'ir oirubam. If when they raise the money, everyone agreed, or Yaakov, the majority of the people. Guys, put a comma, whoever's using the chayenim. If not, you'll get the trip. If everyone agreed that it's being done for Adam Echad, what do you mean it's being done for? We're buying a synagogue. We're not buying it for one man. No, we're buying it. We're entrusting the money with this one man. And that's normally done when you have a great, when the city merits, to have a Ravashi to be the leader. Then call Masha Asa Asui. That person has the right. You don't need the Shiva Tuve Yo'ir. You don't need to have Maimed Anshe Yo'ir. And there are many stories in the Gemara about that. That's to our advantage, because these people will only do it when there's a need. And nobody else, like in the 770. It was Mamish with the Rebbe. Even the whole Lubavitch, it's for the Rebbe. So. Whatever were to tell you, do this or do that, it's mutter because it was l'chatchila given over for that Adam Echad. Halacha chav, k'shem shemutter lohem limkar beis haknesses in a village, kach noisnan oisim ematonim, they can even give it away. You can ask, hold on, the beis haknesses has kedusha, you have to exchange it for something. Guys, people don't give a gift unless they benefit. That's the nature. You give a gift, everyone, I'm giving you a gift, you're giving it because that benefit is in what the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses will be transferred for. So sale, it's being transferred to the money. Hana'a, that the villagers will receive, is also something, even though we don't even know what that is yet, in which the kedusha is transferred. But you know what you cannot do? You cannot lend it. You can't rent it out. Let me just make a very important thing, guys. You can rent it out to be used as a shul, for sure. We're speaking about renting it out for not a shul. You can't do that. You can't even give it to someone like the city needs a loan. The city needs a loan, and they're going to give out a mashkin because then the lender will have rights to use it, and the kedusha is still there. The kedusha was not transferred onto anything. When you're knocked down a Beis HaKnesses to build new ones, now you have the material mutar limkar. You can sell. Or to exchange, or to give a matana, the levanim, the etzim, the offershal, all of the materials that you have now. But you cannot lend them out. Listen, she'ein ha-kedusha oyla mehen ela bedamim, oy bahana shehi kedamim. Big chiddush, the hana. Hana is something. But if there's nothing to make the transfer, then there's still full kedusha there, and the kedusha Beis HaKnesses is only for Beis HaKnesses.
This is why also things like the sukkah, that we know the materials for a sukkah, holy object, and then we want to sell those things.
It was only designated for the mitzvah. In the moment after Sukkot goes, you can do whatever you want. And you're right, during Sukkot, there's kedusha there. Very good. Halacha chaf aleph, rechayv shalir. This is a very relevant halacha. Now that we spoke about all of the holiness, all of the kibud and the positive, negative, what happens if people designate a location to daven on a temporary basis? That will be called today in LA, backyard minyan. It doesn't restrict your usage of the same backyard to do your mundane things. So the Rambam begins, you know, when there was a fast day, when there was gatherings of people that did not fit in the shul, they would do it into the big main street, or there would be a plaza. So, when there's a fast day, but we're late, my mothers will explain another time. But whenever there's a large, why do they gather there? Because many people are gathered, they don't fit in the shul. Still, ain boy kedusha doesn't imbue that place with holiness. Why? That's the key. And it's not designated exclusively. So just like we said, our shul here, Chabados, it's lachatchila designated to daven, to learn, to do mitzvahs, to fabreng. They're also, it was made for a backyard also when needed to daven. But if that's the case, it's a multi-purpose. And it doesn't become imbued with the level of kedusha that would give you restrictions. And then Rambam says it's not only in the city, even homes. Sometimes people say, come daven in my house or yards, that people gather to daven. It doesn't have kedusha. The Rambam is saying something very important. It's not because you only gather there on a temporary basis. Even if your house is always the shul, every Shabbos the davening by you, doesn't matter. This place was not made only for davening. It was made for davening and also to live. We spoke about it before already, but I'm saying it's very important. Many people say, you have all these backyard minyanim. It's beautiful. It does not restrict the usage of the yard. All right, let's move on. There is a very large three. Prakam Pedik Shneim Asad has, well, not 21, but now to top off the previous chapter. Now we have 24 halachas. Now we're going to introduce tighter reading. And the way there was a maturgam, and guys, this is so good. Now, what we have to do is that when we learned yesterday Shabbos, the Seder of Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Rambam ignored reading of the Torah, the Rambam is organized. Tefillah, Torah. We happen to do it in the middle, well, he'll tell you where you do it. But now we're going through the Seder of reading Torah. For people like us, that, you know, we grew up in a shul, it's so important to learn this. You'll get the system of reading the Torah. There's a Seder, this chapter and next chapter. As you'll see, the more details in the next chapter, when we say Kaddish, when we don't say Kaddish, after the reading, when you read Maftar again, let's start. This is about Torah reading in public and the Hap Torah. Perik Shnei Masar, Halacha Aleph. The guys, whoever learned the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara says that Doyre Shede Shimois, we have sometimes people that knew how to, the mystics, the ones who knew how to darshan the hidden parts of the Torah, when the Torah says that the people traveled 3 days, Vayelchu Shloishis Yomim, right? V'loi Matzu Moyim. So the Dorish Rishima says, traveling 3 days, they didn't find water means, Torah's water, that 3 days should not go. We're traveling through life without reading of the Torah. Who are the Dorish Rishima? It never says. In our Gemara, it doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu. It says the earlier Nevi'im. The Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu tikalem li Yisrael. It came from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, whether Moshe Rabbeinu was the Dorish Rishima, he was the master Dorish Rishima, or whether the big mystics of his time ran it by him, and he made the takana. However it worked, just to remember, Moshe Rabbeinu made the decree that Yidden should read Torah in public when on Shabbos, on Monday, and on Thursday, on Shachris. Why? Yaakov, I want you to remember this. Moshe Rabbeinu said, either three people are going to be called up, and each one will read only one pasuk, or one person is called up, and that one person reads three pasuk. That's how it began until Ezra. But the reading of the Torah was instituted by Moshe, but it was in a much abbreviated way. Ezra came and he was misakin that number one, he added mincha. Why did he add that? Because of Yoshvei Karanos. Yoshvei Karanos is not a derogatory statement. Yoshvei Karanos are people, it means, that have to work during the week. And God gives us a day of Shabbos, of rest. So he very much wanted that when people go home to eat, they should already know that they have to come back to shul. And that's a gevaldike thing, because when you go home and you say that I'm good, then sometimes people overeat or they overdrink. And that's not what Shabbos. You want to be where you want to be on for your family. When a person knows I have to go back to shul, it limits any excess on Shabbos. Return at the end of Shabbos. Another part of Ezra's takana, the gamu tikein, not like we said, Moshe Rabbeinu only said, to read three psukim. One person three psukim, even three people, each one reading only one. Ezra says, no, that when you read Basheni Ubachamishi, three people should be called up. And the Rambam doesn't even have to speak about mincha without saying, because he enacted mincha. Means not only did he add mincha, but he broadened Moshe Rabbeinu's takan. Now, what happened on Shabbos, the Rambam doesn't write. How they did it then, we'll speak out soon. There was a machloikas, what they read on Shabbos. On Shabbos morning, by Moshe Rabbeinu, they read a lot more than three psukim, a lot more. But what he added was not only mincha, but even in Moses' decree of Mondays and Thursdays, three people should be called up and no one should read less, right? Sum total should be tamsuk, which chaps will see 3-3-4 or 3-4-3 or 4-3-3 minimum. More details soon. Halacha 2. The Eilen Ayam Shkarim Batayra Batzibur comes out at the end. Yaakov, you read it on Shabbos. In plural, Shabbos Sois, not Shabbos Sin. Shabbos is. B'mayadim, Yomtiv, Rosh Chodashim, B'tainiyos, B'chaneka, U'bapurim, U'basheni, U'bachamishi, Shubachol Shavua, B'Shavua. That is the reading of the Torah. The times of our oppressors. Machlekes and historians, whether this happened Bisman HaYivanim, whether it happened Bisman of the Romans. The Abu Draham, let's follow that Shita, says that it were the Greeks, the Yavanim, that disallowed Torah reading, and we substituted the Torah reading for reading of Half Torah. That means it happened during the middle of the era of Second Temple, and even after that decree was abolished through the story of Hanukkah, we kept the minig of reading Half Torah. So he says Half Torah is not always on all these dates. Ve'eim haftinim banavim only at Shabbosis, on Yom Tovim, and on Tisha B'Av. Now, you have to understand something. That the Rambam himself writes that you read the Torah on, you read Half Torah on a fast day. So just Lahoy, Elo B'Shav, it's not true. It's not only on Yemei Tainis. Maybe that's included in Tisha B'Av.
That would be the exception.
But why didn't the Rambam write it? The Rambam was so precise. But now, Halacha 3. Ein Koyden B'Torah B'Tzibah B'Pachas Ma'asor Anoshkan Lev Nechayim. Makes it clear. Just like we learned in the Shabbos. Minyan is needed for reading of the Torah. Guys, people would take out the Torah, not from the Aron Kodesh, not from the Heichal. Let's use Rambam. They would take it out of the table, Shnai Mikra Vechatagum, no problem. They would learn Chumash from it. The reading of the Torah means, as we'll see in a moment, that prior and post, a bracha is made. And understand something, that the bracha, Asher Bachabanu, Asher Nasalanu, is not for me to be allowed to read. I made it in the morning already. It's the din, the reading has to have bracha. Really, it used to be one in the beginning and one all the way at the end. So that is what we're talking about. That can only be done with a minyan. The ain koinim the pachas masar psukim. You can never read because of Ezra. You can never read less than them. Psukim. And by Dabar Hashem, Moshe Lamer says, that's oil min a minyan. At least three people should be called up. The ain maschilim a parsha. Now, a couple of rules. It gets a little bit complex. You cannot begin a parsha, guys. We're not speaking about what we call in English a parsha. Right? They're gan parshiyos. Either what people call parsha. Either 54, just to know that Netzavim and Vayelach are really one that could be divided into two. Unlike the other doubles that are separate, that we unite together, there are 53 parshias. But what the Rambam is speaking about parshias, there are 669 parshias. That's either where you have a samach or a pei, a parsha psucha, a parsha susuma, with all of the questions, why did God make it that way? What does that mean? But that's when God told Moshe Rabbeinu, he stopped for him to review. That became these parshias. So you cannot begin a new passage without reading three psukim in it. Now, there are many parshiyos, Anosh Chodesh, U'Yoyim HaShabbos is only two psukim. We'll resolve that. That's the whole parsha. But you're going to have to read prior. You're going to have to read post. But you cannot, when you open up, if there's the option, you have to read at least three psukim. Another din is that you cannot conclude a parsha only leaving two psukim. If you're coming towards the end of these 669 parshias, when you stop, you have to leave another three psukim, and you cannot read less than three psukim. The moment you do this, you'll see that a lot of technical chachma came into stopping reading it the way we're reading it now. It wasn't so posh. Now we have it, printed. We already know how to do it. Halacha dalo. Shmoy shoshakor ha'asar psukim. Three people that read 10 psukim. So since we said it has to be a minimum of 10, how does that work? Two of them, each one will read three, and one of them will read four, right? Yaakov, 3, 3, and 4 is 10. Yaakov is a math genius. Now I have a question. Which one should go first? Don't look at your sitter. So you would argue sometimes. Sometimes you can say, "Maila makodesh shalom merid." So put the four at the last. You can. There's a logic. There's a logic to say, "Oh, the first one is given to the kohen. First one is the most choshev. The first one should be four." There's a logic to say, "Listen to this. Do you remember this? That since in the menorah, what candle was the greatest candle? The center one, because all of the wicks were pointing towards the center. So maybe the middle one should be the greatest one." So you know what we do? We say, no matter which one you did, harei ze meshubach. You can't say there's an ideal, because every kriya has a svara to say it should be the greatest one. No matter how you did it, there's no ideal. It's always ideal. How great. Harei ze meshubach. Halacha hei, kol echad yechad min hakoyden. Whoever reads, you're going to be shocked now, because what we are familiar today with either our minute is that when you make the bracha, you have it closed. The Ashkenazim that leave it open, they're consistent. I think, right, Danny? The Ashkenazim leave it open at the end of the reading? Don't remember. The Rambam holds that you leave the Sefer Torah open only in the bracha prior, but you close it for the bracha post. And that's Shita Saram. So whoever gets called up, Poseach Sefer Torah, he opens, guys, in those days, you got called up, you read. Still in the time, you read it. You got called up. You opened the Sefer Torah. You look, you find the place that you will be reading. Now, the Rambam doesn't say you look at the beginning. That's why the Minhag Chabad is that you look at the beginning and you look until the end. So we kiss it. Actually, we touch the beginning, we touch the end, we touch the beginning. Many people only kiss the beginning. But look at what you're going to be reading. The Rambam doesn't say you close it. Look. Then, the reader, the one who got called up, used to be the reader, he makes the brachas. And like we mentioned, that's important to understand. This brachas is for the Torah. You understand? It's to frame the Torah words. It's not for you to be allowed to read Torah. You made your brachas in the morning. There's a reason why it's important to chapter. And you say, Baruch was Hashem HaMavoyrach. Everyone answers, Baruch Hashem HaMavoyrach. Then you say, V'choizim HaMavoyrach, Baruch HaTo Hashem HaLekeinim HaLachayim HaShavachavadim HaMikol HaAmim. V'na Salonu Estorosoi. Not the nusach of the Svardim, right? Baruch Ato Hashem, Noisenat Leido. Everyone answers, Amen. Bachar Kach Koira, then you, who made the brachas, you read, Atche Yashlum Adikris, until you finish reading. When you finish reading, what do? Says the Rambam. Now you're Goylul the Sefer. You close it. Umevarech, Baruch Ato Hashem, Olekenim Aluch Olam, Asher Nosan Lanu, Torah To, Atleid HaSemes. Here they, that's the nusach of the Svardim. Bachay Yolam Zechenu, Baruch Ato Hashem, Noisei HaToyram, Halacha Vav, Ein HaKoyra Batoyah. By the way, nowadays, that you don't, the one who was called up doesn't read, you read. You read along. It's very important. Whoever gets called to the Torah should read along silently with the Baal Torah. Halacha 6, Ein HaKoyra Batoyah, Rishon Likas Batoyah, Atche Yichlo Amen Bepi HaTzibur. Don't speak over each other. Kara V'tah, if someone is reading and he makes a mistake, Afilu B'digdo Gaychacha, Ois Achas, even if it's regarding the pronunciation of one letter. Let me just add a detail halachically. If that pronunciation, that mistake, alters the meaning, then Machzirin Oisoi, then you make him repeat it until he reads it B'digdo. I know here in Chabad Solo, we're very machmer in this. Here, there's little pebbles. Just in case the guy doesn't get it good on the third time, he gets it right. Everyone is watching, which is good. Two people may not read at the same time, right? Now, what happens if someone is reading? Vinishtatek, he got anxious. Vinishtatek, he lost his speech. In the middle, he got farhakt. Yamoid acher tachtov. Now, let me ask you, where does the new guy start reading from? So listen to this. He goes back to the beginning of that kriya. Why? Because the person who made the bracha that's made at the end, has to go, like we mentioned, it's the bracha is prior and post is like the setting for these words of Torah. So if the new person who's reading it, the guy who made the bracha in the beginning, he had in mind the whole thing. So the bracha and the whole thing was made in the beginning. If the one at the end, who's a new reader, he's getting called up. If he's going to start where they left off from, then his bracha post will only go from where he began reading. We want for it to go on everything. So that's why he has to begin from that kriya again. Kalacha 7.
Then we have different
person. Let's go by right there. Who designates the Balkaira? The Gadol. Guys, every base at Knesset has a Gadol, whatever that means. Then you have a Chazan, which we'll like, call that a cantor, and also the one in charge of cleaning up the place. And then you have the head of the base at Knesset. The Rosh HaKnesset is what we call the Gap. He's the Rosh. So either the Gadol Shabbat Tzibur, let's say the rabbi should designate the Balkaira, even the Chazan at Knesset or the Gabai should decide who should be. No one should get up and to read until he's being told how to read. Now, by the way, today the Gabi decides who's getting the aliyahs, but then it was even more because then when the Gabi would make that decision, you have to make sure that whoever's getting called up knows how to read. Yet another thing. So someone who understands, you know, some people b'di'evit, some people it's not worth it, the whole tzibur. You know, many shuls, they don't allow bar mitzvah boys to read because many bar mitzvah boys don't read that great. And someone has to make that decision. There's another rule. When God gave the Torah, how did it work? Hashem, even though that we wanted to hear directly from Hashem, but even then, Moshe Rabbeinu was there. So there was Kaviyachal, there was God, and Moshe Rabbeinu giving us the Torah. When the Torah is read in public, it's another mini Maimed Har Sinai. We want to have two people present. The reader is in the place of God, Kaviyachal. And there has to be someone else there. I know that we have many people around the Bima, but there has to be two people there the whole time. And therefore, just for example, if there's Gabai, which he calls the Rosh HaKnesset, if he's the reader, so when someone else reads, the Rosh HaKnesset is there. You have two people. If the person who is there himself is the reader, someone else should stand by the Bima. There should always be two people there.
Then three people.
Here, the Rambam speaks about two. No, because there was no Balkaida then. No, if the Gabi is making the decisions, the Rosh HaKnesset. So if the Rosh HaKnesset is the one that's called up, Rosh HaKnesset, so now he might, don't allow for him to be the only person there. But Sarach Echad La'amid Ime B'Shas HaKriya K'dara Chazam La'amid Ime HaKoy. Halach Echaz. HaKoydei, when you're reading the Torah, Yesh L'Lalak Mark and L'Mark and Minach, if it's the same topic, you can jump over. We do this nowadays. You know, the greatest example, every Vayichal, because it's the same topic. It's about Luchish Nias. It's not making a Tircha de Sibura. You're only going over a column and a half. You can jump. The example that Rambam is giving is that on Yom Kippur, you read Achrei Mois, Va'ach Ba'asar, which is in Parshas Emor. Now, what Emor? Achrei Mois, Kedoshim Emor. It's a couple of columns, but that's okay. As long as you don't read it by heart. Now, you know why we don't do this nowadays? Because then they would have someone who would read a pasuk. After every verse, someone by heart would tell you the Targum. So while the person would give the Targum over in public, you can roll it. That's 10 columns, or not even 10 columns, the couple of columns without making anyone wait. For who shall yikra al pen? Number one, make sure you don't read anything by heart. You cannot read. So when people like train for the bar mitzvah Yaakov, many people know the parasha by heart. Make sure that you don't read it by heart. And even the older people, you have to read every word. You know the word. Read it from the inside. And even though you are allowed to jump, if it's the same inyan, make sure that you manage to come to the new place while the translator is translating. Halachat 9. Kibashis halakaya likres batraida. Once the kriya begins, asur lesapa, no one is allowed. None of the congregants are allowed to talk. Afilu b'dvar halacha. Elahako shremim v'shreiskenin umasim in liba al-namashru kaide. As it says, v'osnin kalo amul sefer atraida. But also, you can't leave the shul b'shosh ha'koyda koyda. However, between kriya and mutar, lots is benishla ish. You are allowed to leave in the middle of every call. Mishu isik batreida tamir. If someone is actually occupied in learning koyda the whole time, which means bit koyda say umanusai, such a person is allowed to occupy himself in learning koyda, even during kriya, as long, just to add, if you have 10 people without him. Halacha yud. From the days of Ezra Mahagul, they had a minig. This minig only stopped when people stopped understanding Aramaic. Now, Aramaic, the translation of Aramaic was given the Ruach HaKodesh. That's why we don't do this anymore in English. But as long as people understood Aramaic, the minig was that there should be a Turgaman, a translator, that was Metargim Lo'am Masha HaKodesh Koyde Batoyde, done verse by verse, not two verses, because he needed to say exactly the Targum. He needed to know the Targum by heart. The Targum was said by memory. Today, we're not allowed to do that because as good as an interpretation you're given, it's not precise. And that it's usur for rabbis to speak between Ali and Ali. It is so pasha. People don't know that. So the reader reads one verse. When the translator finished giving over that pasuk, which what we call unkelus, to the public, so then v'chayzer v'koyder pasuk sheni. They both have to read on the same pitch. Hamatargim cannot raise his voice higher than the reader. We're going to have similar things by Birchas Kahama. He's not allowed to lean, not on a beam, nor on the pillar. Ella, he has to stand. The aim will be yira. And another key, that's the hardest thing. So Mela Balkaira has to memorize the vowels and the trup. Mela, the Turgamon has to memorize every word of the Targum. He may not read it from the inside. No one should think that Targum was written in a scroll. So let's say the Turgamon is making a mistake. The Balkaira cannot help him. Because people will still think the fact that the Balkaira is correcting him, that's because in the Sefer Torah there's Targum. Another rule, we're not speaking about bar mitzvah. It means a person of lesser stature should be the one translating for the reader who's considered someone of greater stature and not the other way around. The ain covered le gadol she yitargem al yidei katan. Okay. Same thing. Just like the reader, only one translating, you're doing by heart. Maybe have two people say it together. You know what the advantage is? If someone forgets a word of the Targum, the other one will happen. Can't have that. Again, ein, right? Shnei koilois, nishmoim. Ela echad koira ve'echad mitargim. This is all in the reading of the Torah, unlike the Haftorah that we'll see in a moment. Halacha yudbeis. There are some verses that are not translated. V'lo yikalam ekrois mitargim b'tzibur. Ma'aser uven, what's ma'aser uven? Who remembers? Vayelech ruven vayishkav ez bilo oigavad. You don't translate that. Even though we know it doesn't mean what it says. You can't skip it. You can't skip it because it's part of the Kriya Satoira. We're going to see that unlike in Nach, there are certain parts of Nach that we don't read for Haftoira. Who told you to read that if it can be misunderstood? Or Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim is speaking about the sin of, Yisa Hashem. We just learned this in the Maimon. Yisa Hashem means may God show you favoritism. And it says in the Torah that lo yisa upon him. And I know the Chazal answer is that we make a Birchas Hamazon for Kazayis Kebetza. These words don't translate. May God show you favoritism. Umaisa Egel, any pasuk that speaks about Aaron sinning cannot be mentioned in Targum. From this part, Vayemen Moshe la'Aaron, Avayar Moshe so'am, and Vayoy pasuk Echad, where it says, Vayigoyf Hashem so'am. That pasuk says, Shuki is a Balkaira. It says, Al Asher Asu Se Egel, Asher Asu Aaron, in that pasuk. Don't be metargim it. Read it, but don't give the translation. Kulan the Kroyim, they are read, but Kulay Metagamin. Now, when it comes to choosing which Haftaritas you read, I know now everything was already packaged for us. But then people had a liberty to choose what they want to read from the Haftarit. So the Rambam says, the story of Amnon, Amakim Shinem and Amnon ben David, so we know that Amnon and Tamar, the rape, don't mention the our gift. Loy Nikra Vulay Metagamin. Who asked you to read it? Don't read that. Masha'enke in the Hamish Yechumshe Torah, as we'll see, we have to go through the whole Torah, and our meaning is to do it in 1 year. Halacha 13, Hamafter Benavi, and even though, again, after the Takana, that was, let's go with the Greeks, after there was a Bittul Hagzeda, the minig became to read also Navi, Tzarech Likreis Batoira Tchila, you have to first read the Torah. Can't gather people only to read Nach, Afilu or Nevi'im, that's what we're reading by Mafter, the Navi, it's not Nach, it's Navi, Nevi'im, Afilu Shloish Psukim. Now, even to read three psukim, in other words, if you're being called to read Haftorah, you know what you have to do? You have to first read from the Sefer Torah, even if you're only reading three psukim. I want to give you a heads up. This will make such clarity. When a person is calling to read the Haftorah, according to the Rambam, unlike what we do nowadays because of the Kaddish, we call up seven people on Shabbos, as the Rambam is going to write. If not for the Kaddish that's being said at the end of the seventh Kriya, then the person who got called up the last, the Mashlem, can read right away the Haftorah. As long as you who are reading the Haftorah read prior to the Haftorah from the Chumash, you're good. We happen to repeat the Mafter, the Baal Haftorah reads again, because since the Kaddish was Mafsikit, it's going to look like you're beginning with the Haftorah, and that's the halacha. You can't begin reading the Haftorah. You have to first read Torah, You can even repeat what you read before, which is what we do, and even only three psukim. Chayzer v'koyde mashakar olafan. Another din. V'liyafta benavi until you rolled up the Sefer Torah. Another din. L'yifchais, ideally, you don't read less than 21 psukim from Avtoira. Why is that? Because again, since, as we'll see in a moment, that the bisman that we were not allowed by the Greeks or the Romans to read from the Sefer Torah, we would call up seven people to read from the Avtoira, seven keruyim, and we learned that the takonas Ezra ve'elach, at least three verses per person, seven times three is 21. So ideally, you should read 21 psukim, but the Rambam is not, this is not engraved in stone. Like Lamashal, people that do the Targum, you can count the Targum as a verse. And I'll tell you more than that. When people translated the Haftarah, they said the pasuk. The last pasuk was said in Hebrew. It was translated, and then it was said again in Lashon HaKodesh. So really, you can get away by only reading 10 psukim from scripture, because 10, Targum is another 10, and then they will repeat always the last one. If there's a topic you want to read, and the topic doesn't have 21 verses, it's okay. You don't have to add. Furthermore, if you read 10 psukim and you're doing it the way they did it with a translator, then dayoy. People ask 10 and 10 is 20. No, because the last pasuk was repeated in Lashon HaKodesh. You know where you have this today when we read, for example, Megillas Eicha. Even though we don't say it in Targum. But since the minig is that everyone says the last pasuk, so then whoever's reading Eicha will again read the last pasuk. Hashemeinu Hashem Elecha. Then he repeats it. You understand? Here, unlike reading of the Torah, we're a lot more lenient. Echad Kaira, one person has to be the reader, but two people can be metargim. Okay. Another thing, you can skip. Even in a Sefer Torah, you may never jump to another topic. You may never do that. But by a Navi, you could. But you can't skip from one book to the other. Only from the little books of Nevi'im, which I call Shnei Masim, because they're very little. So therefore, it's not a big tircha. And it's really more than that. Since you can read three verses at a time, those Sfarim are so little that by the time the Metargim gave over three psukim, you can be up to there. But another din. Going backwards, you can never do. Not only from one sefer to the other in Shnei Masir backwards, even in one sefer, even in one little of the 12 svarim, backwards you can't jump. So,
a little bit of that,
three,
in the beginning and end.
Very good. You're jumping. We're doing that. We're allowed to jump, but we never go backwards. We never go out of order. B'diyuk.
Right. It doesn't have to be the same topic.
No, it doesn't have to be. It's not the same topic. It's not the same. Yeah. B'cho ha-madaleg. Even though you there's more freedom to skip over, but like we mentioned, that the matargim was matargim three psukim out of row, gives you a lot more time to jump around. Halacha yudalit. Another thing, they didn't have books that had scrolls. Just understand, so they had to roll it. He's allowed to read three verses at a time, and then matargim shlosh and zachas. If these three verses are from three different parshiyos, then you can't read them all together. Different parshiyos. Eloyikra leturgaman ela echad bilvad. Different in yonim. So different. Stop for translation for every inyan bifnei yatsmi. Halacha 15. Hamafter ben avi. First of all, just like when you read the Torah, the words of the Torah should be set in the mishbetzois and the setting of a bracha prior and post. The same is done with the Haftorah, but it's different brachas and many more. What's the bracha achas? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Ben Asher Bachar Mevinim v'chulei. Umabarach la'achra, what are the four brachas afterwards? Bracha Rishoina ends with the words Hokeil Haneman B'chol Devarav. The second post Haftorah is Bnei Yerushalayim. The third post is Magen David. And the fourth, Chosam Ba'inyan Kedusha Sayyim, right? Shabbos Mekadosh HaShabbos, Yom Tov Mekadosh Tov HaZmanim, K'mosher Chosam HaTfilah. Now, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, now, does Rosh Chodesh demand Haftorah reading? No, it does not. So even though you can make mention of in middle, but you're not choisim with it. That's what we spoke out yesterday when we learned that in the post-mitzvah prayer, Friday night, the Kaddish HaShabbos, even if it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Yom Tov, and you make mention HaMelech, but the Chasima is only what was Mechayev that. HaMafter Banavi, you could be masker Rosh Chodesh with Rachazu, Kamesha masker Bar Tfilah, the Rambam is implying Maskidin, yes, Chasima, no, Halacha Tezayin. Come in, Akoidin. Here we go. How many people are called to the Torah? So this is how it works. The holier the day, the more you add. But the Rambam is beginning with the on the holiest Shabbos. Shachris, seven people. Holiest also in our context, because if someone violates Shabbos, the chayv skila. On Yom Kippur, you're not chayv skila, but you chayv kodesh, shisha. On Yom Tov, you chayv malchus, chamisha. Ein poichasim mehem, atkan, you can't do less, but you can add. Why are you allowed to add? Because since these are days in which people are not allowed to work, no one can have a taina tircha de tzibur. Unlike everything else, even chol hamoed, since there are some hetedim to do work, then we're very careful not to make the davening too long. You read four. The Shabbos, the Yom Kippurim by Mincha, and the Sheni Bechamisha Shekol Hashana, and on Chanukah Purim B'Shachris, and on days of fast B'Shachris B'Mincha, Koyim Shloisha. And all of these, not only can you not read less than three, that was the Ezra's Takanam, unlike Moshe Rabbeinu that allowed only one person to be called, but you may not add. People should not get nervous that they're kratzing too much on shul. Halacha Yud Zayin, Isha, like Tikra Batzibur, a woman is not allowed to read in public. Mipnei Kavod Hatzibur, a katan Haidei Likrois, a minor who knows how to read and Yodei, and he understands to whom he's making the brachas. Oila Minyan Hakoidim, even though he's not counted for the minyan, you have to have 10 adults, but he can be called up to the Torah. Our minute, just to know right now, is not everywhere. In the places where a minor is called up, he's called up from after. That you find in many communities, even though he's a minor. Very good. The chayim, maftir oila mahaminyan. We said this before, guys. You have to read seven people on Shabbos. By the Rambam's days, we'll see, they didn't say Kaddish right after the reading. And therefore, if Kaddish is not said, then the one who got called for the seventh can be the one reading the Haftorah. The master oila mahaminyan. You know, the point is that you read Haftorah, you have to read Sukkum of the Torah prior. Fine, he got called for seven, Sukkum of the Torah. If you don't make the hefsik of Kaddish, you can be the Haftorah.
No Maftir.
But you don't have to do Maftir. When you call that Maftir, then will be called the Mashlim. Mashlim means it's the seven, the one that makes you fulfill the obligation. Right? There's something called Hoysafas that people do. We make Maftir as a Hoysafa. You're allowed to add. But you have to do the seven. The maftir can be the mashal, as long as there's no kaddish. The im hifsek shliach tzibur be kaddish, then you can't do that, because then the kaddish is like a break. Then if you're going to read the haftorah, you're going to be violating the rule the Rambam wrote that maftir banavi halach yud gimel. You have to first read the psukim in the chumash. Then if you say kaddish bein mashlim or bein hamaftir, mashlim is the seventh, or on Yom Tov it's the sixth. I'm sorry, Yom Kippur the sixth, on Yom Tov the fifth, or bein hamaftir ein oilam enami. If only one person knows how to read. In those days, you got called up, you read. Well, only one guy knows how to read. What do? You call him up. He makes the bracha prior and post. He goes down from the bima. The bima then was a platform, as we learned in the previous chapter. Then they call him up again. Doesn't even stay there. Up, down, up, down. Today we have a balkaida, so say you have a balkaida. Alach yudches. B'chol kriyo kriyam elu. The rule is koyin should be called first if there's a koyin. After the koyin should be called the levi. After the levi is Yisrael. Minut pashat hu ayoyim. That even if the koyin is an ama aretz, koydim likrois lefnei chacham gadol shei Yisrael. Unlike in the Gemara, where the Gemara explicitly says that when they had these big, who was it, Danny? Rava, Bayek, in English, you have certain people, they were called first. But not now. If you want to know why the Gabbai here calls up you before the guy after you, because he considers you to be greater than him. It goes on the order of Gadlus. With one exception, the Mashlim, you know something interesting? Bezman Rambam, the one that got called for the last one, Shvi on Shabbos against Shishi, he was the one that did Hagba and Galila. Hagba and Galila was always done by one person, that's for sure. So Hagoyel or Kibol Schar Kulam is really in the Rambam. It means that because even though normally Shlishi should be the greatest, then lesser the V. But V'ha'achrein, which is also the Goyel or Sefer Torah, is Noiter Schar Kenegad HaKoyel. Lefikach Oilo Mashlim Afilu Gadol. You're not insulting the person who is being Mashlim. Guys, this is not Maftir. This is Shvi. But the Rambam is saying. Okay. Like Alach Yutes, if you don't have a Koyin, then who do you call first? You can call a Yisrael. The Alter Rebbe says that it's a skula for Arichus Yamam, for the Gabbai, to call up a lady first. But you don't have to do that. If you know Koyim, it's for the Gabbai, because he's honoring also the lady. But you can call a Yisrael. Once a Yisrael was called first, a Levi cannot go after. If there's no Levi, but there is a Kohen, you got to call the Kohen. What do? The Kohen gets also Levi. What would you think you do if there's two Kohanim? Give it to the other Kohen. You're not allowed to do that. Because people will see one Kohen being called and then another Kohen being called. They're going to think that the Gabay Chab, the Rosh HaKnesses realized that the first Kohen says Achol. They're going to wonder about the linealogy, the genealogy. Ancient Levi, Kohen, Shekhar Rishon, is the same Kohen. They're going to say the first one is puzzle. They don't call a Levi after a Levi. So whenever the Gabbai gets a school and they call up a Levi, the second one is Levi. No, once a Levi goes up once, who's after him? A Yisrael. Levi, no, that is not really a Levi. What do you mean? Shama Yemru, Echad Mishneim Pasul. Halacha Chav. Ketzad, say that Kriya HaTorah Ima Tefillah. Where do you insert the Kriya HaTorah? Kol Yom Shesh B'Tefillah Smusav. Ach, Hashim Neshlech Tzibar Shachris. What do? You say Kaddish, that we learned to Shabbos. You say the cut. Now, prior to the Ashrei, before Musaf, where the Rambam says the Hilul of David, right? Not the Hilul of David, very good. Might see Sefer Torah, the Koidel Echad, Echad Minatibir, Koidel Matoidah, Ukshagaimrim. When you finish, Machse Sefer Torah, Limakaimah. You see the Rambam, but the Rambam didn't say Kaddish by the Bima. They would, after they would do a Hag Bengali and put the Sefer Torah, then they would say Kaddish. You know when we do this, guys? You know when we do this? Mincha Shabbos. You know when we do this on a fast day by Mincha when there's a Haftarah. Why don't we say Kaddish afterwards? I'll tell you why. Now you got the answer. It's Gavaldik. I was very excited when I have this because you can't add during the workday. Time is three. You can't add. Whoever gets called for the Haftarah cannot read the Haftarah without reading Pesukim of the Chumash prior. The Rambam says once Kaddish is read, it's mafsik the reading. So if you would make a Kaddish on a fast day, Mincha, then you're trapped because you would make a Kaddish, then the person who got Shlisha cannot read Haftarah. He would have to read again. You only read three. So therefore, you don't make a Kaddish. As long as you don't make a Kaddish, the Mashlim can be the Mafter. No, Kaddish is very good. So then they would put the Sefer Torah in the Hechel or in the table. And now Kaddish is said, and Yadav Musa, now really you're supposed to say Kaddish post-reading. So you know what you do? We consider the Kaddish being said by the Rambam prior to Musaf or today by us, Mincha Shabbos afternoon, even though there's no, the Kaddish of the Baal Tefillah is both for after the Sefer Torah reading and pre-Mincha, which is why Minhag Chabad is, when do we start the Kaddish? You notice, very early. Even, why do we do that? Because we want to minimize the Hefsik. You understand? Because if he's going to say the Kaddish right before Mincha, after the Aron is in the Heichal, or in the Teva, then a big time passed. Like this, you chaparayin, the Kaddish is for both. The Yomim Shiyesh Ba Maftir U'Musaf. Now, the Rambam says, but if you have Maftir and Musaf, the minig is to say Kaddish before the person goes up to Maftir, and that changes everything. Because now, that's why you call it Maftir. Maftir means not Aftoido. And the Yesh Mekoyim is Shonar Galem Kaddish Achara Maftir. A big difference. If you say Kaddish after Maftir, you understand? You can read that. No. Even if you say Kaddish after the Machtim is raised, they Maftir and Aftoir, and then they would say the Kaddish. Okay, halacha chaval. The Mincha Shul Shabbos Shulim HaKippurim, Achash Yimush Nechzeber Tilo David, and the Seder HaYoyim, Seder HaYoyim, again, either say the Kedusha, we spoke this out on Shabbos, Kaddish is said, we call this Chatzi Kaddish. You take out a Sefer Toiro, the Oilam Mekoyim Boy, Umach Ziroi, you put it back, and then you say Kaddish in Yadav HaMincha, the Chain B'Tainis, Koyim B'Mincha, Mincha means Ashrei. Then you say Kaddish. No, I take it back. The Rambam doesn't even mention Ashrei, but it's here. You read the Sefer Torah, right? You read the Torah during Mincha. You put it back, and then you say Kaddish, and you daven Shmoneh Esrei. Aval b'yomtev lo nahag v'likras b'mincha. Halacha chaveis, v'yoyim she'en boi musav, k'shigoy mitzvah l'shachar. When you finish Shachris, you say Kaddish. You take out the Sefer Torah, you read, and you put it back. And then you say Kaddish. No, it's Kaddish. Was said before Musaf. I'm sorry, this Kaddish is after Kriyas HaTorah. And what's going on over here? Beautiful, which is great, because then you're not worried about, again, the issue of repeating. You don't have to repeat a Maftir. Oimer Kaddish. They say that Ayoim, Kedar Shem B'chol Yoim, and then you say Kaddish for Cholam Niftarim. Halach of Gimel, Ein Kodim B'chol Mashem B'batik Nisiyah. If you have a scroll that has in it only one of the five books, you don't read it. because of Kavod HaTzibur, you want for the Tzibur to buy a Sefer Torah. The Ein Goylim Sefer Torah B'Tzibur, you don't roll the Sefer Torah while you are on public because it's called the Torah HaTzibur. Sholei Yatriach Aleim Liyos Em Nemachik Bo Sefer Torah. And therefore, Im Yitztarchu Likre Shnei Inyanim. Inyan Echad, if you can roll quickly. But two inyanim, you can't read out of the Sefer. You have to take out two Sefer Torah. V'lo Yikre Ish Echad, Inyan Echad B'Shtei Torah. Also, one person should not read, right, Inyan Echad B'Shtei Torah from two separate Sefer Torah. You know why? Because Shem Yemru, Sefer Ish and Pagamah, Yolifikach Kaida B'Sheni. You have to call up someone else. Or better, you know, a Yom Kippur. What did you learn in the Masech this year? The Kohen Gadol is the only one reading. So that's Takawai. The Gemara, the Mishnah says that the second reading you read Baal Peh. Not to be Moitzilaz on the first Sefer Torah. Final Allah HaKham Dalet, guys, we still have one more chapter. At least we started 5 minutes early, and Svika is going to start putting the pressure in a moment. Kol HaGoyel Sefer Torah. When you roll the Sefer Torah, Goyel Loimi Bachutz, which means the white parchment should be external. The letters should be in the inside. Another thing, when you tighten it, where do you put the opening of the Gartel? The Gartel has an opening, a buckle, a knot. It should be done from the inside. So when you take out the Sefer Torah, you should open it easily. You shouldn't have to go behind to open it. Another rule, when you roll it up, you make sure that the seam should be in the center. Like Chazal say, it shouldn't rip. It means if there's going to be pressure, at least the seam, it's going to break the seam and not rip the parchment itself. Many places did not have the Heichal in the shul proper. So whenever you would take it out to another room, everyone should follow. If they would take out the Torah, no one can leave until the Sefer Torah is taken out. Not only that, everyone should accompany the Sefer Torah. Today's final Perek Halacha, Perek Shloisha Aser. We're going to learn many details about Torah reading. There's 25 halachas, but we're going to move. Halacha Aleph. Haminig Aposhet B'chol Yisrael, guys, Freilach. That's the key over here. That Shemashlimim Sefer Torah B'Shana Achas. You finish the whole Sefer Torah in 1 year. When do you begin on Shabbos after Chag HaSukkos, which is what we call Shabbos Bereishis? You read Bereishis. Second Shabbos, Elul Tolos. That's Elul Tolos Noach. The Rambam is not giving the names of the parshas. He's just telling you where you begin inside. Third week, Vayem HaShem Al Avram. V'koyrin V'hoychen Al HaSeder HaZeh until you finish on Chag HaSukkos. The Rambam writes, Emes V'yesh Mishemashlim Esa Torah throughout 3 years. Which is very important. When the Rebbe enacted the Takon of Rambam, he made these two tracks, three prakam a day, 1 year, be'erach, less, and one chapter a day for 3 years. That was the minik. But ve'ein minik pasha, that's not the accepted minik. The Rebbe wanted for people to learn three chapters a day. He mentioned because of this, to finish the whole Torah, just like you finish the whole Torah Shem Achsav once a year, that Yidden should finish the whole Torah Shem Alpem once a year. Halacha base. Ezra, tikam em liyisrael, shiukoidim, how do you divide it? And people can say, what's the problem? If you read one part, what we call one seder a week, no, it's not so simple. Because the Rambam is going to paskin, as we know, that whenever Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, you don't read the reading of the seder. You read about Yom Tov, even Chol HaMoed. So you have to adjust. Now, there are four parshiyos that have to hit the mark. Once you got that, you got the rest of the year, which is Vayikra, which is Bichul Kaisai, has to be read before Shavuos. The Toichacha of Kisavoi, which is in the Sefer of Mishnah Torah, has to be read before Rosh Hashanah. The Midbar Sinai has to be read before Yom Tov. Now, guys, this year in Eretz Yisrael, they read Nasai. Doesn't matter, because Yesh Bechal, Masai Mana, they also read by Midbar. The Eschanon should be read the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. Atem Netzavim should be read before Rosh Hashanah. And Sav Es Aharon should be read before Pesach on Hashanah Pshuta. And just to add, and Mitzoyah should be read before Pesach on Hashanah Meuberes. That's the Rambam's halacha. And the fikach yesh abase shekirim meshach l'shnei sedarim. To make that work, sometimes you're going to have to make two portions joined together, like isha kisazria and zaystiyos amasayim. Sometimes you're going to have to put together in b'chol kaisai with Bahar Sinai. It's going in the opposite order, shoki. I don't know why. V'chenk v'chayyotze behem. Kedei sheyashlim v'shonav yichawais amasadarim v'oynason. This answers the bomb question. Why didn't we put together double portions, when we get off with Eretz Yisrael? We don't always, on the first opportunity, get aligned. We only align ourselves prior to these four points. Everyone should know that we're putting these parshas together in order to hit one of these four points. That answers that question. Halacha Gimel. Makim shemafsikim b'Shabbos b'Shachris. Wherever you finish Shabbos in the morning, that is where you read on Mincha. And again on Monday, and again on Thursday, and again on the next week. For example, On the first Shabbos, you read the whole Seder Bereishis. Until where? Until the words Elo Tol Desnoyach. Why do you read Shabbos Bereishis Mincha? Elo Tol Desnoyach. 10 psukim or more. Vechein, you read that again on Monday. You read that again on Thursday. And next Shabbos, you don't say, we already read until Sheni. Let's begin Sheni. No, you go from the beginning. Vechein l'shalel Shabbos haboa b'shachas maschilim Elo Tol Desnoyach. The Kodin Ratzef HaSeder. Al derech zu Kodin Kol HaShana. It has to be mei'en shakara batoyim. Same content. Halacha dalav. On a shchodesh, the first person reads the first three psukim of Parshas Tzav. Now this Tzav is Pinchas. Problem is, based on the rules we learned in the last Fedek, you're going to have to repeat a verse, which is exactly what we do. So the second person, which should be a Levi, he reads again the third pasuk with two psukim after. You know why? Because now he's leaving three psukim in that parsha. Now he has three psukim, even though the third person doesn't only finish that parsha, they also read over Yom HaShabbos, which only has two psukim, but he read the three. Achi Yishai B'Parsha Shlosh Psukim. The third person not only reads the three psukim, but he also reads over Yom HaShabbos, and the fourth person reads over Rosh Chodesh. Now, Im Chol Rosh Chodesh Lias B'Shabbos, you take out two Sefer Torah. Why two Sefer Torah? Because you may not read two Inyanim from one Sefer Torah, even if it would not be Tircha D'Tzibur. And the first one, Tadr V'She'ena Tadr, always. First one you read, the Seder of that week. That's what we call it, a Seder. It's part of the Seder. And the second one, Koydabai, what does the Rambam call him? The Rambam calls it the Mashlim, not the Mafter. Because according to the Rambam, again, since they didn't say Kaddish, the Mashlim was the one that read the Haftarah. He didn't have another. And if you make a Mafter, but if you do, because you said Kaddish, then you repeat from there, whichever way. And what Haftarah do you read? Right? Rosh Chodesh Av that falls out on Shabbos, Maftirin Chodshechem Omeyadechem Sonanavshi. That's the Haftorah. Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Sunday, Shabbos Erev Rosh Chodesh, the Haftorah will be not the content of the Parsha, but Vayim Elo Yohainasan, Bachar Chodesh, Halacha 5, Kol Oilu Likres Vatoidom. You have to always begin with something good and end with something good, with the only exception of Hazinu. Avo Parsha Hazinu, Koyro Rishon Azachori Moisoilom. Here you're so far so good. But now, Asheni Maschel Nizchari Meisoelim Ad Yarkiveu. The third Kiliya will be Yarkiveu Vayar Hashem Vayinotz. Harbi Vayar Hashem Vayinotz until Luchachmo. The fifth will be from Luchachmo until Ad Ki Esel Shemaim Yodi. The sixth will be Mechesh Shemaim Yodi Ad Soif Hashira. Now you're going to have many people that will be called up that Chilasam Visoifam B'dvarim Kashim. Why do we allow that to be an exception? Belama Paiskim Bo Binyonis Elu. Epnei Shem Toichacham. We want Dafka people then to be Achiyach Surah Mishub. It says that I'm a Malachavab, the final eight psukim in the Torah. Ayamas Sham Moshe Eved Hashem. The Gemara says the words that Yachid is Koyro Oysai. The Rambam has a unique understanding of these words in the Gemara. Mutal Likrois Oysim Abes Akneses. With psukim prior and post, with the Birchas HaTorah, not psukim, with the Brachas, even if you don't have a minion. Afal Pisha Kol Torah Hiyo Moshe Mepiyag Buru Amaram. But since Umashma'on, Ishaim Achan Misas Moshe, Taka the Gemara says, according to one opinion, that Moshe wrote it with Bidema, however you teach Dema, with tears, with the Baal Shem Tov's teach of Dema, however you can learn that Gemara over there, Menachas. But it's after its recording is death. So it's different. That's why the Rambam Paskins that you can read those eight psukim with making Birchas HaTorah without a minion. Halacha 7. Kloli Shebetoris Kahanim, Bichu Kaisai. Ein Mafsikim Behem, you can't stop in the middle of it. Ela Echon Koido Oysam. And you take a begin with the psukim before and the psukim afterwards, so you don't begin and end. Neither the beginning nor the end is something harsh. However, the kolos of Mishnah Torah Kisavai, not only is it very long, but for many reasons it's considered less severe. Bechlal Mishnah Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu mipi atzma yamara, whatever that means. So just for that, if you want, you can stop in the middle. But the Rambam says Mahagu Am Shloim Lifsek Behem Ela Echad Koyda Oisim Halacha Eight Mafsekin LeMayados Uliyoy Makipurim. That the cycle of Torah is interrupted, the Seder is interrupted for Yom Tov, for Yom Kippur. Interesting, I'm not Rosh Hashanah. It's interrupted for Rosh Hashanah also. The Koyden beInyan Hamoyi, but let me say the Shabbos. Moshe Tikkun Lam LiYisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu made two takanas. Number one, that we should read on Yom Tov Me'ein the Yom Tov. Number two, that's a separate takana that the Rabbi is obligated to review the halachis of the Yom Tov right b'Moyi. B'Shalom Darshim Iyan Shol Yom B'Chol Yom. So why do we read on the Yom Tov? Give me a few minutes over here. We're going to need another at least 5 minutes. On Pesach, Guys, that's Parshas Emor. The truth is, we don't do that. What do we do on the first day of Yom Tov? We read Parshas Boy. Anachanami. V'kvanago amlikas b'yamarishan nishchu k'chulachem. The haftorah of the first day of Pesach, b'Pesach Gil. Second day of Yom Tov, chutz la'aretz, you read Parshas Emor, shoyr oy chesed. What's the haftorah on the second day of Pesach? B'Pesach Yoshio. On the third day, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, Kaddish Nika B'chor. The fourth day, which is the second day, Chol HaMoed, in Kesef Talmi, B'chamishi P'solocha, B'shisha V'yasu B'nei Yisroel, Sa'Pesach, Asa'a Pasach, Ha'meyadi, that's Pesach Sheni, and on Yom Tov Achren, which is Shvi, Ahi B'shalach, until the end of Shira, until the words, Kenei Hashem Reifecha, and the Haftarah is Vaidaber David, and outside of the Holy Land, we have Shmini Shal Pesach, you read, Kol HaBachor, Parshas Re'ei, and you're Mafter, Oit Hayoim, B'noiv, Lamoid, right? You know, if you're the Albas Harzion Mashiach, Halochates, Batzeres, on Shavuos, you read B'Shiva Shavuos Parshas Re'ei. However, again, the minute Pasuk is on the first day of Shavuos, you read Aseres Adibres, beginning with Chodesh HaShlishi. The Haftarah is Merkava. On the second day of Shavuos, you read Re'ei, B'Parshas HaMayadres, Kol HaBachar, and Yom After B'Chabakuk. Halocha Yud. On Rosh Hashanah, you read B'Chodesh HaShvi, B'Echad B'Chodesh. And by the way, we do that for the second reading. However, the minute became that you read on the first day of Hashem Pakat Asara, right? And you're mafted by Yi Ish Echot Men Adam Mosayim. And on the second day, Oichet from Pashas Lach Lecha, for Ha Elikim, Nisa Es Abram, Da Keda, and you're mafted Abbe Nyakeli Ephraim. Halacha 11. Vayem HaKippur HaMosh Achris, Koyim Achrim Ois, Umaftir in Koyim Aram Venisa. Amincha you read, Ba'aroyois, Shema Achrim Ois, Kedei She Yizkor Vi Kolem, Kol Mishinich Shol Ba'achas Mehen, Ve'yachsam Tshuva. And Ba'ashlishi,
straight, you know, there's no adding on. The same that you don't say Kaddish afterwards. Halacha Yud Beis. Basukesh b'shnei yomim tovim, b'shnei yomim tovim.
The first, both of first days, we read on Parshas Hamayados, which is, by the way, what we do. And that is Shoyder Chesed Oyeis. That's Parshas Emor. I know that this is not about Yom Tov, but right afterwards, Ve'edaber Hashem Osmiyad Hashem. Maftinu b'yom arishem hinei yoyim b'al Hashem. U'b'yom hasheni, you read on the Haftarah by Yikahalu El HaMelech Shleimim. U'b'yom ha'achnoim, you read Kol HaBachor, which is Parshas Re'ei, and now that we have Chutz La'aretz, we have Simchas Torah, Olamachar Koyim, Zeis HaBracha, Umaftirin Vayamet Shloimoi, Yesh Mish Maftirin, on Simchas Torah, the beginning of Yeshua, Vayihi Achri Mois Moshe, it fits because you finish reading the passing of Moshe, you continue with Yeshua.
He didn't have Bereshis.
He didn't mention Bereshis, very good. B'Shari, not only that, I'll tell you more, Shuki, the Rambam speaks about all the days you take out three Sefer Torah, he does not mention it on Simchas Torah, very good. According to the Rambam, you would not read Bereshis. Gavaldi. Ubishari Maisachag, you read the, you also read the Karbanis and Parshas Pinchas Halacha 13 Ketzad, Bechol Yom Yemichal Shalmoid, Kodesh Te Parshiyos. First, you read by Yom HaShlishi. What's Yom HaShlishi? Yom HaShlishi is the first day Chol HaMoed, but it's by Yom HaShlishi of Yom Tov. Shut Chilas Chol HaMoed. Now, how many people do you call up? Four people. How do you get four people? So, what you do is the first person reads by Yom HaSheni. Guys, we do that. It means the Kohen reads. Second day Yom Tov. The second person reads by Yom HaShlishi. But Danny, who do we call for the fourth person? We read by Yom HaRevi. Open up your siddur. But the Rambam says you repeat by Yom HaShlishi. And the fourth reads by Yom HaSheni or by Yom HaShlishi, which is what we do. Echem Yom HaRevi, Shul Sheni, Shul Chol HaShemayit, Kredim by Yom HaShlishi, Yom HaRevi, Al Derech Zeh B'chol Yom. Halacha 14, B'chol Yom, B'yom HaYom HaPlevim, Echem B'yom HaKippurim, B'Mishivus Yom HaPesach, you take out two Sifrei Torah on Shachris. You have to take out two Sifrei Torah, two in Yonim. The first one you read what we spoke about above. And the second one you read about the Karbanis that are speaking in Chumash HaPikudim, which is in the portion of Pinchas. And the HaKoy, the Ingen HaKarban, the one who reads the last one, he'll be the one doing the Maftir, Maftir Ben Avi. Halacha Tezvav, B'chol Yem Shemitziyim Shnei Svarim HaShloisha, if you take out two or three, sometimes they took out one at a time. Im Hoitziyu Zeh Achar Zem, one at a time. So only after you put back the first one do you say Kaddish, and then you take out the second one. When you put out the final one, you say Kaddish again. However, now is to say Kaddish after the Mashlam reads, which is why, again, that I'm already now, the new minig is you say Kaddish, which is why you have to read it again. After you repeat three psukim in the Torah. Halacha Tazayin, Shabbos that falls out on Chol HaMoed. You would argue at Shabbos. No, you don't read the Sedra. Maybe Pesach, maybe Sukkos. So you read Ba'oisa Shabbos from Parshas Kisisa Re'ei Ato Omer Elai. And what is the Haftorah on Pesach? Because we have a tradition that Chiyas HaMesim is going to happen on the month of Nisan. And Amchala B'Sei Chachag, during Sukkos, we read Goygo Magog, Melchemes Goygo Magog will happen in Chodesh Tishrei. Halacha Yud Zayin, on Chanukah, B'Yoyim Rishon Koden,
How do we begin on Hanukkah? We begin by Hibachabiyam Chalois. The Rambam began it from Birchas Koyhanim until the end of Nachshon Ben Aminadav. At Soif Korban Amach Vayimarish. And everything else is the same. On the second day, we read, Vayimashani Koyden Korban Asi Shikravashani. And that we go until the eighth day. Now, on the eighth day, we're not done yet because we have 12. We read a big reading, Vayimashmini Zois Hanukkah Koyden At Soif Korbanis At Soif HaSeder. What do we do, my friends? More than Soif HaSeder. So the Rambam began earlier and he ended earlier. Maftinim b'Shabbos al Chanukah b'Neir Zecharia. And if you have two Shabbos, it's in Chanukah because it's 8 days. Maftinim b'Shabbos v'Shoyna b'Neir Zecharia. B'Shniya b'Neir Shloimoy. Hakoyna b'Iyin Chanukah u'shem after b'Anodi. And Purim yivir in Shachres v'Eli Amalek. Halacha yudchas b'tishu b'av koyna b'Shachres kisoy lud banim. Bo es Chanon. And your Maftin of Sweb Asif in Lom Hashem. Amincha you read. Kisis avay chal Moshe. Kishar yemei hatayniyos. U'bashar hatayniyos. Shonu m'sanam ha-mashir ol ha-veseinu. We always read Shachres and Mincha. The first one reads Vayichal Moshe. How many psukim do you read? Only four psukim, which is what we do. Vayinocham Hashem al Hashem, that's it. And then on the second and the third, you read, you skip a column and a half. It's Mo'oiso Inyan. You can skip from Solochon until Asher Ani Oise Ima. On fast days that we make because they have tzores, like a batzores, like a dever, COVID, chayitza v'hev, choyden, berochois, they read, b'chu koisai, k'desh yeshuva om, b'yukonu levavam, k'sh yishma oise. Malacha, you test. Guys, 2 more minutes. We have a new thing by Haftorah. It's called the Shiva de Paranusa. Someone's phone is knocking over here. The second Shabbos, and now Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, everyone says Nachmu Nachmu Ami. However, it's more than that. The Minak Pasha that want that for the 7 Parshiyos called Shiva de Nechemta, and Nachamis Yishayo, from after Tisha B'Av until Rosh Hashanah for 7 weeks. Shabbos, 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 Yom Kippurim, Yom Haftar, on Shuvah Yisrael. That's what we call it, Shabbos, Shuvah. Halacha 20, Rosh Chodesh Adar, that falls out on Shabbos. Now we're adding the 4 parshas. That's the last topic of the space. So let's go. Shabbos, Adar, if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, Parsha Shkolim. And Maftirim, B'Yoyod HaKoyim. And not only if it's on Shabbos, but any Shabbos which has in the following week, Rosh Chodesh Adar, you read, even if it's on Friday, that's called Shabbos Shkolim. Second, you read Zachar Maftinim Bakarti Esasher Osa Amalek. What's called the second Shabbos? Not the one after that. There can be a break between Shkolim and Zachar. Kol Shechal Purim Lias Bitoichom. Even if Purim is on Friday, on the 3rd week of the cycle, you read Paraduma Maftinim Zerakti Aleichem. What's the third? Third one is the one before the 4th. Okay, what's the 4th and when is the 4th? Baravi is Koyim Achodesh Azem. And your Maftir Barishem Echal Achodesh. And what's the 4th? Kol Shechal Resh Achodesh Nisali Es Betoich Afilu Merav Shabbos. Halacha 21. Nimtzei Yisrael Min Chaps. Shepo'om Im Tia Afsoka Min Shabbos Rishenu Lishniya. Sometimes there can be a break between the 2nd and the 3rd. Sometimes there'll be both of these breaks between the 1st and the 2nd and the 2nd and the 3rd. There'll never be a break between the 3rd and the 4th according to the Rambam. Halacha Chabbeis. Kol Parsha Ma'arba Parsha Se'elu. Echot Koido Oysa B'Sefer Sheni. One person reads in the 2nd Sefer Tleda after the Sedra of the week is read in the 1st. Chol, skip the next words. Roish Chodesh Adar Lias B'Shabbos V'Hoya. Take that out. We're going to follow that. So Chol Seder Oysa Shabbos Ata Tetzave. Guys, think about it. The Ata Tetzave ends by Kisiso. So here we have an issue. If you're going to call up, again, the Rambam before the minute of the Kaddish, before the minute of the Kaddish, then the last one would be this new reading. So how do you do that? So it says the Rambam, don't have 6 people read from Ba'at Tetzava until of Tetzava, and then have the 7th one read Kisiso. Because then they're not going to realize that they're doing something special. The first 6 people should go already until Vasisa Kirna Choshes. And then the 7th should repeat Gevaldik. So it's going to be discernible. Let's go by Tim. You say that Shabbos Kisisa Atzma, if it's Kisiso. So what are you going to do? You're going to read until Vayakel, the Hashvi Choshev Rekoyed Basay for Sheni. You can't read in the same sefer Torah because now it's called Tuinyanim. Now it's Dilug, and you're going backwards. You can't go backwards, so you have to have another sefer Torah. Halacha 23, Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls out on Shabbos. The Rambam is writing the only times. Let Rambam you take out 3 sefer Torah. The Rambam does not mention Simchas Torah. What are the max 3 times? One of the 3 times, Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls out on Shabbos. What are the 3 sefer Torah? Say that of the Yom, Tadar Shein, Tadar Rosh Chodesh, and the 3rd one Kisisa. Other possibility, Rosh Chodesh Nisan that falls out on Shabbos, 3 Sefer Torah. First one, the Seder of the week. Second one is Rosh Chodesh. The 3rd one is That's Parshas HaChodesh, the fourth of the four Parshas. Now, when do you have the other possibility? Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, Tevesh, Chalias, B'Shabbos. Again, you take off three Sifrei Torah. Say that Ayoyim, Rosh Chodesh, and Hanukkah. If Rosh Chodesh, Tevesh falls out on a weekday, so then you take out during the weekday two Sifrei Torah. Three read on Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth reading is Hanukkah. The final halacha, Chavra, get ready for Tzvika. Chav, hey. Even though you're listening, you're coming to Shul on Shabbos, everyone is obligated to read the Torah for themselves every single week. What part? The Seder of that week. How? And a pasuk that doesn't have Targum, read it three times in the Chumash. To be continued.
Wow.
We started 5 minutes early. No, go. I saw it. Speak up.
Wow.
We have time.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, we have enough people. Okay. Then we are starting the shtibul right now.
Guys, another thing in the shtibul.